Good morning.
Good morning, Renu.
Good morning, Wazo. And today is Friday, the 8th of May.
Oh, bravo. Today, you know. So, good morning, Andrea, in Italy. Also, we can say yes. Hello, Andrea.
Yes, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I know you. Edo has a new passport. That's great. And you're communicating with preparing your journey back home. So it's all must be very exciting while you're eating gelato and thinking of Orville.
Yeah, it's true. It must be magnifico, molto bello, molto grazio. So maybe today we'll make some fundraising. So maybe Renu, you have some paper. Maybe it will be good to remind all our friends about this fundraising, not fundraising, but we can do both.
Well, I am. I will take a second for that.
So she's Renu, Madame Renu is looking donc after this paper that normally we were supposed to prepare. So today we have a special of the CUF, a special, a normal one in fact. We will try to speak about some update about the water situations, maybe some update also about this new resource mobilizations that new generations is doing. Probably we will have to speak of the sun, because it is the summer, so we have a lot of sun. We still have problem, of course, with our water resource level. So there is this proposal by the solar service, the solar fund, and also from Sunlit to transfer the electrical pump to the solar pump. So there is all this topic. But now Madame Renu came back. So did you find finally this?
Yes, the account for Orville Radio is 25-13-69. That's Orville Radio. And you can contribute either by calling the financial service or going to the orvilleradio.org/donate.
Donate.
And walk through the steps there, and be sure to mention the account number or the Orville Radio. Thank you so much for your contributions.
Ding 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 ding, molto bello. Ding ding.
So what's going on in Orville?
There is maybe, because we are speaking about the fundraising, maybe we can remember everybody that Henri is in charge also to recall some money for the asbestos issue.
Yeah.
In the same occasions, do you know that there is a new group now called Resource Mobilizations?
Yeah, I've heard about it. And
when it started, long time ago, when did it start the first time?
The Resource Mobilization Group started sometime in L'Avenir, so that was about 5-6 years ago. I mean, it's always been an on and off thing. At that time, it was Hemant, Carol, and Frederick. But Carol dealt with some money that came from Holland, I believe, but not that much panned out. So I think now Taranti is taking it up, and she was slowed down because
she's pregnant,
but now she's her children are getting a little bit older, and so she can spend a little bit more time on it. But I want those other few things on Oranet.
Wait, but it's not only Taranti, there is now a team. I will give the whole the name. They want to work in a team, and they meet each Wednesday in Upasana. There is already more than 15 projects in the pipe, okay? There was 8 2 weeks ago, now there is 15. And
so who all comes to these meetings?
Well? Oh, no, for the moment, it's the basic core groups. Taranti says also she's just in charge of the communications. She will publish each week on Oronet a kind of report about all this process. Okay? Another topic, the water situations, maybe. But the last updates that we can remember.
Yeah, was there any water coming out of the well? What's the story with the well that was being dug next to Certitude? Do you have any information?
Oh, yeah. This is the food lake well.
Is there water?
They are digging for the moment. The machine, after first this machine dig the new well for transition school. It's some stories there. So now it's the food link ask Portus Water. It is Tom with Nagapan and Shomugam that they are in charge of that. So we restop, of course, it's 120 meters.
Yeah, so have they reached water yet? Have they finished digging? It looks like they're gone.
No, I don't know yet because we have another problem. We have the second transition well is broken, so we have an emergency there. We have different emergency, no, to resolve. So anyway, Portus Water, we need to have two new workers. So we are in the process. We just finished yesterday our BCC budget request.
Yes, quite a feat for all of us to try and understand how to fill out an Excel spreadsheet with a very complex list of demands, and various calculations have been plugged in, and it's all very daunting for some of us.
Not at all. I enjoyed these years. I enjoyed because I control a little bit more now because the difficulty is to translate all your small dependence in this administrative BCC language, no? But it needs some time. Now I start to be organized. What's happened for many people that are in charge of the service. I just want to remember you that the resource mobilization is aware of all the public service problem, that the problem of BCC is to find money. So BCC can provide money for all the service regarding what we call the running expenses of the month.
But this no innovation budget.
After us, when you pay your petrol, you need some time to change your equipment, your bike. There is no budget for that, but they know it. They try to have one. After, suddenly, you need to repair a link of your roof. You need money for maintenance of your building. There is no budget for that. In the end, because you are a good manager, you said, oh, this building need to develop. We want to change. We need a project building. There is no money for that.
So for your innovation, for repair
equipment, maintenance of the building, innovation project.
And also for any extras.
Pardon?
And emergency extras.
Exactly. But this, all the service, we have the same problem. For the first time, the resource mobilization team is aware of that, and we will try to have a strategy of 5, 10, 15 years to give some priority and to forget nobody.
Can you mention who are the other members of this core group that are meeting?
Of course, but I need to...
Is it Heiss, I think, is there?
I'll give you.
So while Wazo goes and gets that information, as you can see...
So here, I find my list. Yes, of course, I know this. So you have, maybe you can pronounce yourself.
Yeah, Heiss, Marika, Corentin, and Taranti. That's great. Those are all people that know quite a lot about how to help enterprises, and probably fundraise as well. So that's wonderful.
Also, another there is, in fact, since 30 years, there is individual project. For example, if I want to make a video, it's my own project. So I go to the PCG, Project Coordination Group. That there you have micro financements for project. Is what I got $3,000, $5,000 for making video with the botanical garden.
Yes,
but if I are doing, in terms of Portus, in the Abri area, we have three services, suddenly it's not my personal project. It's what I can call collective issue, municipality issue. So suddenly, there the resource mobilization have to be involved to help the Unity Fund, the BCC, to find money for the service, correct? This is what
And actually, you know, also Lavinia should be thinking about how to help maintain these things, and not only just how to advance new projects, but also it should be considered how to maintain and enhance what already exists for the people here now, because a lot of that is missing. You know, we need a huge public infrastructure if we continue building apartments and this and that. So theoretically, money will have to be invested in all that.
Madame Renou, you have, I think you worked 3 years there, no? 4 years. The problem, look, even, for example, with the sludge, if I look the sludge, you know, Portus Water is in charge. We have the sludge machine to do all the sludge, to bring the sludge. But Portus Water cannot pay for the spot, for the place, for the maintenance of the space, of the place. You need to make a fence, you need to make the control of the runoff. So when you said, hey, BCC is can offer a budget for us, we are in charge to pick up, to recall the sludge, but we cannot finance for the spot. Even we need different kind of spot if we have these visions.
Yes,
so I wrote to TDC, L'Avenir, your ex group, and there we have a difficulty because they are not aware, or they don't want to speak about that, or they don't want to even to listen. So what to do? What to do in this case? So that's why now we are in this, the issue is still pending, but we will speak of that another time. Today is the summer. So what other news?
Well, I noticed a couple of things. City Services published its monthly financial report. I noticed that the marathon had contributed 3 lakhs to Oroville.
Oh, good.
Which I was amazed about. And then there is another issue that is being debated currently, and it's that of moderation or censorship
on Oronet.
And so that's an ongoing debate on vocal members that sometimes have an inflammatory tone and may not have all the facts, but some of the facts, and their publications are sometimes deemed to be
a little bit too much.
A little bit too much. So now, whenever they have to publish, the it goes through a process before it gets published. So this is the debate.
It's more fun. I hear that somebody said that the Oronet is like censure or checking like North Korean. No,
so we have
a North Korean administration of Oronet. So I would like to say to all the people about that, speaking about censorship. Personally, when I have a problem with Oronet, I write a mail to them, so I speak with them. And normally, we manage to find a way that the freedom is respected. Okay? So I appreciate a lot the work of the moderator. It's not easy. It's a job when you know who attacked them. Also, you have to see the people that they want to have free expressions, but often it's the expression of the ego. Not for it's not sadvik enough, no? So we have to be careful about that. So we are in North Korea, and I would like to say that in North Korea, we spoke often about divine anarchy, process of new governance. And I would like to say, Well, so say it was for our special.
That's from our reporter from Pyongyang.
From the Oronet Korean. So what was fun, it was also, I think it was Savitra that started to make a blog called Amnesty Oro National, that he started to raise the issue about that. It's after Alan, no? Wrote something about Oronet. And there is a lot of comments. So here is the last update. So maybe it's time to finish. What time is
it? I think it is. I think it's a good time to end our program on this off the cuff.
Yeah, because we last time I bring my guitar, but we did not have too much feedback about
that. Yeah, zero feedback. Even our usual fans were very silent.
Silence means we need to make progress. Okay, guys, my guitar was not in tune. We got some problem with cold hair. Suddenly, and that is and that.
Better cold air than hot air.
Yeah, anyway, don't forget something. If L'Avenir doesn't care of the past, the present will be all time hard. From Sankafuniet, ni proshkozbovonio, niat proshkozovo.
Goodbye.
Ciao.